Good evening, everyone, and welcome. This is Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. Hey, we circle this thing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the world. And now it's time for Miss CeCe's Kitchen. Hey, Miss CeCe.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, pretty terrific. Pretty terrific. How are you, dear?
I'm good.
Oh, great, great. Now, are you flying solo tonight?
No.
Okay. Go on.
And they are coming.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So I sent them the link way before now.
Mm-hmm.
And just waiting on them. Why? You have to go?
Not at this moment, but we're going to have to start issuing some fines here. It's 7 o'clock.
You know what? It just got 7 o'clock with me, so I don't know.
Well, yeah. It's 4 o'clock there, 7 o'clock here. Okay.
In fact, live just says we're going on at 7, so
yep.
I don't understand the timing situation.
Well, I have to, when I schedule the program, it has to be, since I have the server here, I have to schedule it at my time.
I do understand that, and so that's part of you being the CEO of the radio station.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I see you feeling better.
Not really.
Oh,
not really.
Okay.
Just tired, you know, of all of the going on in these past few days.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday that just basically finished up.
Uh-huh.
Last week. And so.
So I hope they took care of you.
Yeah. They treated me like I was a queen. I'm like, okay.
Well, I'm gonna tell you why off air. Okay, I'm gonna tell you why.
We are not talking off air. I'm gonna be done.
Oh yeah,
when I'm done with the show today, I'm done.
You're gonna get a call anyway.
No, I'm not answering it.
You don't have to answer it.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh huh.
That's right.
Anyway,
it's
your prerogative. Well, actually, you have 17. I'm getting some feedback.
Okay. Let me see. I'm not on another show. Hang on a second. Let me see if I'm over here. No feedback because I'm not even on Facebook. So let me check this real quick.
All right. No, I'm getting a little bit. Not now. Okay. All right. I feel better now. So, but anyway, like I said, we know why they treated you like a queen. Yeah.
Why?
Do.
Tell me. If you're not scared, tell me now.
Oh, I'm not scared. Because they realized the girl was packing. That's what they realized.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Oh, wrong answer.
That's the right answer. We are,
I'm a good person. I have a kind heart. I'm pleasant. I know how to treat people. I know how to commend them for a job well done.
Uh-huh.
And all the above. Yeah, they knew I was packing. That didn't scare them. They from the hood.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Look here. Even people from the hood, they're scared of bullets.
Oh, my God.
But it's okay.
Here you go.
Yeah. And what is this about? What is this about you? You compliment people when they do a good job.
I do.
Okay. I haven't gotten one recently.
Well, because you on a list.
Oh, okay.
Another list.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, you're a real sweetheart, a real peach.
No, when you razz me, guess what? You're going to get razzed back. Now what? You got to earn that.
Oh,
hello.
I've already earned it, so now.
Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah, you already know. But anyway, what are you talking about today?
I will bring it to your attention when we come on the air. How about that?
Oh, okay.
You know, I am the element of surprise. This is how we operate in my kitchen. You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Some people can't take that because
they
want to take over a charge for so. No, I'm not orthodox. I'm very different. And media, if you're listening, says, why is she that way? Because I am.
Yes, you are. Oh, Miss Victoria.
And I know Davidson as well. I saw her. Hi, Victoria.
Hello. Good to see you guys.
Very good to see you. It's so nice to have a kind person on.
You know what, William? You don't need to start talking. You really don't. says you need to look up the word kind.
That's right. And my name is all over it.
Oh, Lord, help the man. Really? When I say people suck on themselves, that's where you at. How you doing?
If I had to wait on a compliment from you, then I might as well go and take care of myself.
William, yes. You have gotten compliments in the past, but you be stirring up the pot, and I'm not going to compliment you when you acting like you act.
Uh-huh.
Just leave it alone.
Uh-huh. What did that uh-huh mean?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, spit it out.
I'm not doing it.
Not unless you're afraid. Go on.
William, don't use that reverse psychology with me because it doesn't work.
It's not working.
I'm not afraid. I have no fear. So I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know what battles not to fight. Hello.
That's right. You know better.
How you doing, Miss Victoria?
I am well, and I see that you guys are still up to your antics.
That's right.
And that's why the people tune in.
You know, I am so glad. I am so glad you're here, dear. So glad, happy.
You know, I'm ecstatic that she's able to come on today. She's had quite a lot of things going on, and I'm just happy to see her here. And then David is on his way because I saw him chiming into his media. So he is coming on. In fact, let me give him a call. But I do know, William, that you have announced us and what have you.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I have. And this is live radio, too. Okay.
And yes, I do know this.
Uh-huh. And the clock is ticking.
And?
Uh-huh. And? Okay.
Okay. William, you know.
Yes, dear.
God is good. And his mercy endureth forever.
I am so glad. Bring some civility to that part. Yeah.
he's waiting.
Yeah. Tell him he's getting a pink slip.
Okay. Bye.
Uh-huh.
He said he'll be here in 5 minutes. He's a bishop. He's really on his job. And I appreciate him, his hard work. William, you know, let me give you a little compliment so you won't get testy, so you can get off yourself. You've been kind. Yes, you have. And sometimes, you know, you, William. And I understand that. But media, you know, he's all right guy. I'll put it like that. How about that?
That's almost okay. Yes, Miss Victoria, yes, we did miss you again. Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Miss Cece. I'm going to step aside for a second here, okay?
All right. So I guess you'll see William because I don't have him on my system here, so he's on your level.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. And text me if you have any technical issues, okay?
Why do you got to put it on media, William?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Tell you, God is good, and there's a lot going on in the kitchen. We are working on some new recipes. Sometimes you got to add a little wasabi or cayenne pepper to keep it spicy.
Victoria, thank you. But he's trying to put me on a download shade, doing shade, but that ain't working. I saw your writing, William. You did not have to say that like you tell me.
Yes, dear.
All right. So let's move right along. Amen. Bye, William.
Bye.
So anyway, we're so glad to be here today after all the going-ons that's been going on here. I'm telling you.
Yes.
It's been amazing. And we are Miss Cece's Kitchen. And I'm so glad that God has given this girl the commission to establish this program. And so William has elected to ask us to come aboard on Studio Double Buzz, which I do appreciate a lot. And so we get quite a bit of follow-up and people who are giving us suggestions on the things to talk about. That's why sometimes I go under the way I feel. And it's hard for me to just say, well, we're going to stick with this. And sometimes we do run with a bone, depending on how severe it is. But this is Miss Cece's Kitchen. We are a global radio network, and we talk about the real, the good, bad, and ugly. And we're a controversial station here. And so there's many probably don't like it. But I do see, Miss Victoria, where there is an awakening, and the parents and people are coming aboard. And I was thinking about it, and I meant to tell William this too. I was thinking about it before we came aboard today, that I believe that this show, among others, is allowing people to know that you have a voice and you have a right to share your voice with the travesties that are going on. So I applaud the Lord for even doing this for us, because I really believe that he is encouraging us to share our voice and then to encourage those who are listening. I don't take credit, folks. I'm not going to, because if I take all the credit, y'all be at my door with the firing squad. But let me tell y'all something. I got backup. Hello. Okay. So, and I say this in kind of a joking status, but I do have backup. I was reading the 23rd Psalms. My backup is, your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. If y'all know the 23rd Psalm, and who is goodness and goodness and mercy? Nobody but God. How about
that?
Hey, yeah, girl, it's so good to see you. It is so, listen, we've talked on the phone. We have shared. Y'all, let me tell you something. I can feel for those who are going through floods, not quite as bad as they did. Lord have mercy. Last week, Thursday, we had to call William, and I panicked, you know, and that's like, I was telling, who was I telling, David? I think I was telling you, Miss Victoria, and my cousin I spoke with, that I was sitting at my kitchen table, and I was having my morning cup of coffee and doing my morning meditation. And I was fussing, too, at the same time. Isn't that something? And telling God some things and getting off my chest, okay? And he's not saying a word, okay? Letting me just act like Cecilia, okay? And so I happened to look down at my floor because I could see it adjacent to my dining room table. I said, oh, my floor looks so shiny. I know I didn't put no wax on it, but it looked shiny. Maybe it was the way the sun was hitting it, okay? So I commenced to stand there at the table for an additional, I think, between 30 and 40 minutes. But I got up and I said, well, let me go ahead and pick up my bedroom, and, you know, I do my picking up during the course of the morning. And when I got towards the entryway of the hallway, my foot sunk in the carpet. And then I said, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. And the water covered my feet. I said, wait a minute.
Wow.
Girl, but you know what? It's something. I just said, oh, my Lord. But it went all in my bedroom, in my second bedroom, in my living room carpet. I mean, it was in my closet, everywhere. Got on the phone right away, and I was telling William, because he asked me how they treated me. I told him they treated me like a queen. They came to a girl's rescue like it's a thing to do. And he told me, he said, I know why, because you was packing anyway. I didn't have a gun by nobody for you to do, right? I hope you listening too, William. Okay, anyway. So they just really, I think I told you too, favor ain't fair. I'm telling you. I mean, they went the extra mile, because I've seen them work on some other folks, especially next door. It's come see, come saw. And I'm just bragging on the Lord, and, not saying that they don't do for everybody else, but I just felt special during those times. And it was a week. Yesterday is when they actually, finished up everything. And I just began to reminisce, because you know what, Victoria, I told somebody, and I'm gonna make this short while David's coming in. You know what? I was sitting there. I says, you know what? I was Wednesday prior to Thursday. And I said, you know, I need to clean my carpet. Oh my God. And I'm just complaining. I need to do this, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, oh, but I just don't want to move the furniture. I'm just really complaining. Right. And the next day is when that flood. But you know, the scripture says all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord,
yes,
who called according to their purpose. So many of you, if you are listening, don't complain, because there's an outcome that might be a little bit better than what you're facing. And I was so grateful. Listen, they lifted up my furniture. They tore down, I have a huge bit, tore down everything, lifted it up so it wouldn't get waterlogged, and they covered the area and made sure it was clean. And then what they did was before the gentleman, they put my furniture down, they cleaned my carpets. I said, you know what? I said, God, thank you. Because I was just fussing about what I should do. And they did just make sure everything was perfect.
And awesome.
To the point, even when they came yesterday, when they fixed the problem, there was a little bit of leakage and they came right away and then they hung some new things. And I'm like, oh God, this is amazing. A brand new screen on my window. I mean, they're just really going on. Okay. And I says, you know, this is really, really awesome. And I'm a brag because I had a military daddy and father, should I say, and he strived for excellence in cleaning and everything. Oh gosh. We couldn't even have a dirty silverware in the drawer. He'd throw the whole thing out and you have to wash the whole drawer. And so, and I'm just testifying right now, folks, that when they came back to handle the little problem on yesterday, I was commended on the status of my residence. And that's a big plus, you know, when people notice, your residency and how you keep it. And so I give God the glory because he came through. Everything straightened out. And all I did, Victoria, listen here. Sometimes you got to just tell God, I thank you for the little things, you know.
Yes.
I thank you for what you've done in the little things. And guess what? I really believe that. Remember, I called you and I'm not going to share everything. That he blessed me with a little something, something, you know, which
was
a big smile on my face. But girl, how you been doing? Y'all, I testify. So take that to heart. Take it to heart. And so, God's got bigger, better plans for us. That's all I know. All right, girl, how you been? I know you've been going through some things. And like I before stated, I mentioned the last time we were on the air that you had lost a loved one and, you know, taking care of your mom and just moving, all the things. And just how you been? I want to tell you a story.
Well, it's been a journey. It's been a storm. It's been a tornado, but at the end of the storm, the sun is shining and it's shining brighter than it was before I went in the storm.
Come on.
And I thank God that I went in the storm with God. I came out with God and I got the spoils to prove it.
Woo.
God is great and greatly to be praised. Yes. I just thank God for being God, and nobody can be God like God. Because even when, and this is a quote from Apostle Victoria Moody, and and even when I think he's doing me wrong, he's doing me right.
Right.
God is good. God will take you through any situation. It showed me even the more he's been doing it all my life.
Yeah.
And he will take you through any situation. I tell you, I thank God for being connected and able to hear what God, the Spirit of the Lord is saying to me, because he prepared me for it all. And I just thank God for what he has done. I tell you, a little tired because of all that's been going on, but sometimes you just have to go on tired. And it's okay. Hallelujah. God is so good. God is so good.
I muted myself. David is here, so hey, how you doing, sir?
You know what? I am so sorry. I just had my baptismal pool delivered today.
Ooh.
So we're excited about the baptismal pool and taking folk down in Jesus' name. I'm just
awesome.
Overjoyed. I just
awesome.
You know,
awesome.
So
awesome.
Y'all forgive me, but I.
Well, that's all right. You take it. I'm glad you're here. Listen, David and I. The last time David and I talked about it, and Victoria just gave her little testimony. People, and when I say little, I don't take it lightly to what anyone has gone through, and how you perceive it. But the outcome is God still came through, okay? Which is awesome, all right? So what we were talking about, and we had like a little problem the last time we were on. So David and I went on and recorded our last session on Miss Cece's group site. But there's some things that we covered that God is really, and I'll say this. I really believe that people are becoming aware of what's going on now, more than ever before, and to the point where I know that they have a voice, know that they have a voice to say something about it. and the things that they're doing in secrecy. Miss Victoria shared something with me last time, and I won't go into it, but we talk about what's going on with our children at the hands of some wicked adults. Wickedness, which is very, very bad. And it has to be addressed, because it appears to me that everywhere we turn, it doesn't matter the age of the child, it doesn't matter where they're at, it doesn't matter the audience that they're in, there is wickedness all around them. And it is made to appear that they're unprotected. And the way it's going now, because there is an agenda, folks. I mean, I don't know if my panel believe this, but there is an agenda when it comes to God's children, because the word of God said it's better to hang a millstone around your neck, and to cast yourself into the sea than to mess with his little ones. And he means exactly what it says. Folks, I was sitting there studying my word this morning, and I was looking up, I said, everything, cause a word, I was in Revelation, y'all. Okay. And the Lord began to talk about what heaven is going to be like. Talk about the 12 gates, and the 12 gates were named after the apostles. I said, oh Jesus, this is awesome. And he begins to tell about the various substances of what was inside the kingdom of God, and the gold that was so pure that you could see through it, and talked about the crystals. I said, see now that right there. Everything that God has made to be good. And I begin to turn to heaven. I say, he has taken that and twisted it. I don't know how y'all feel about it. He has taken that, because crystals in the world, and I'm going to get to what we're going to get to, is ID'd with witchcraft practices. Y'all better hear me well. But he's taken everything that God has, like the rainbow, everything, and twisted what God intended for it to be, to cause a great delusion among God's children. What say ye, you all? I'm going to pull up a couple tapes here, but somebody else going to jump in. I'm on one right now, but I need to bring up some things. We're going to get back to the children here, but I need to bring this out so that you can be aware that everything you touch is not demonic. It's just that the demonic source has got a hold of it and made it theirs. And so it turned you away from the creator of the substance. Y'all better hear me well. It is what it is, y'all. And so we don't ID with it. I mean, it is real. It is real. What y'all say? Anybody?
My thoughts about it is, where there is a real, there's always going to be a fake.
Yep. That part.
But God gives his people insight,
yep,
to the schemes of the enemy. Mm-hmm. He shows us red flags. In many instances, we ignore the red flags that he shows us, mm-hmm, because there are some things in the world we really like to.
Mm.
And we have to be honest with ourselves and ask God to help us in those areas that, mm-hmm, we know that like Christ, mm-hmm, and admit the fact that there are things in the street that I like to do, but, mm-hmm, I need God to help me in it. Mm-hmm. We have to deal with these kinds of things in the church world. Mm-hmm. We have to deal with the hypocrisy in the church world, as well as in the natural world. We have to deal with the confusion that goes on because of miscommunication within the church world. And that's only, mm-hmm, because, people choose not to verify the word that they hear from the pulpit. Mm-hmm. I think that's very, not a good thing. I teach at our church, whatever I preach, you verify. You, mm-hmm, go home and you study, because as soon as you leave the church service, as soon as you leave the sanctuary, you're going to have a pop quiz, and either you're going to learn from that, from what you heard, or you won't. And unfortunately, people, when they close their Bible in the church service, they don't open it again until they come back to church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. Very true. And, you know, I don't want to go into depth in this. I just kind of wanted to know your idea of it. Now, I'm not telling y'all go out and buy a bunch of crystals. I'm not. Don't get me twisted. Okay. Because I'm just saying, people's level of faith is not there, if I can say that, because of the what word am I using? Because of the ramifications of that item, the Lord shared with me even in this morning in my studies often, everything that is named, I made. Everything. Okay.
Yeah.
But it is what has been attached to it. And so that's why, I will be frank with you. There's some things that I was listening to a man of God. He says, you know, sometimes we have to declutter some things because there's some things attached to it that you don't need to have around you. It is what it is, folks. Okay. And so trust me, this girl's been going in her closet, been doing a whole lot of things. Okay. Because our suffering, we have enough suffering besides adding more to it with through ignorance, if that makes sense, y'all. Okay. If what do you say about that, Miss Victoria? And then I'm gonna pull up this tape now. The tape before she starts talking, I am gonna pull up some video on sexual predators and the way these sexual predators are getting to our children. And social media, AI is a big doorway, okay, for these sick folks to do their evilness against children, and not just only children, to have who they can gravitate to or catch them on their weak side or vulnerability, should I say. Victoria, that question I was asking you earlier, what do you think about that, getting back to our first conversation? What are some of your feelings? Now, folks, we don't all have to agree. It is what it is, okay? But we're just going to share our hearts. And so if there's some more research I need to do, I'm going to do it. I am going to do it. Miss Victoria, I'm putting your hands there.
Okay, you was talking about the crystals and how people are gravitating to the crystals. Though God, in creation, he made them as beautiful things and in the earth. But people, as people, they're always looking for shortcuts to power.
That's good.
And they get the crystals for power. The shortcuts to power, they're tapping into another power, which is not the power of God, because they're saying the crystals are bringing them good luck. The crystals are bringing them clarity. No, the crystals are a conduit for demonic. So the demons can come in and out. So they're thinking they're tapping. What they need is the power from God, and they're going around God, a shortcut, because we know that most shortcuts take us down alleyways and dangerous places.
That's good.
And that's with the crystals. They're looking for protection. Jesus is your protection, but you're going to an inanimate object to bypass the real thing, the real power, the is what it is. The great I am. So when people want shortcuts. Mm-hmm. I want my house to be blessed. So I got this great big crystal. Don't you know most of our houses are sitting on top of crystals, gold and silver that we haven't dug deep enough to get? But God wants us to draw on him, and the enemy has gotten people taking stuff around.
Yeah.
And see, the thing about the devil is this. Things will happen. The devil will step back just long enough for the blessings of God to fall on you. And then he steps back in. And you're deceived and you think it's of God when Satan just stepped back long enough so something could happen so you can gravitate to it. It's just like playing the lotto.
Come on.
The devil will allow you to win one or two times so you can get hooked.
Come on.
Well, I won $200, but you spent $2,000 to win the $200.
You better say so.
Trying to take shortcuts. Go get a job. Maybe you need to get a second job. That's what the enemy does. He just gets you. It's hook and reel.
Yeah.
He just dangles something in front of you long enough for it to say it's good. And while you looking at the sparkles and, I got good luck. No, baby, we got blessings because it come from God. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and will add no sorrow. Because every time you tap into crystals and it don't seem like it's working, you got to go to another one. Then you got to go to another one. Then you got to go to another one. Just go to Jesus and he will overflow you with blessings, everything that you need. But instead, you set up a demon in your house. Oh, it's called a familiar spirit, where it lets me know that's what's going to happen tomorrow. That's what familiar spirits do. They collect information. It's almost like a Facebook. It collects information and brings it back to tell you something that everybody already knows. But let me tell you something. That familiar spirit is not the Alpha and the Omega. It's not the beginning and the end, because the devil knows our past. So that demon taps into your past and say, oh, they know I went through when I was a little child. It got to be real. The devil know what he did to you when you was a child. We're talking about today, because Jesus knows our tomorrow. See, we got to get in the word of God. We crazy. We repeat everything we hear on the radio and in these songs. Where the devil done tapped into your future. He does not have that power. He's not Alpha and Omega.
Come on.
The devil done peeped into your future. The devil is a liar. He don't have that kind of power of my future. The only future that he knows, that if I don't serve God, I end up just like him. At the end of the day, leave the foolishness alone. Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus, leave the shortcuts alone, because that's just a cheap imitation.
Come on.
God is. That's a drop in the bucket of how big my God is.
Stay on.
Get connected to something you don't have to buy, and get connected to something you can serve. That will serve you back.
I love it.
That's what I had
to say. Now, he made that thing plain. So if you want to call us.
Powerful.
She made that quite plain and precise. I'm glad. Thank you so much. Because I was, and I'm going to be honest, hesitant in going there, because I didn't want to. Well, it's all good. It's not my business. It's God's business to do this. And we try to, and I'm going to be honest with you. I was questioning the validity of my tactics. I do know that when God puts something in us, that we're supposed to do it according to his call. When in Revelation, and I was in Romans today, and he said, I've chosen you to sound the alarm, sound the trumpet. A trumpet is not quiet. A trumpet does not whisper. And so thank you, Victoria, who she is, an apostle, and that's Bishop David.
Outstanding.
And I am a pastor and a teacher. However, we deal with the nitty gritty here, because there's some things that, and let's be honest, since we in the kitchen, you know, we talk about what we gonna talk about, right? Since we in the kitchen. So we in this vein right now, because it's for somebody who's listening, who has, Lucky Charms and all this kind of stuff. Can I say that? They even got a cereal called Lucky Charms.
Absolutely.
Okay. And Cocoa Puffs and all these things and carrying on. My thing is, and one of the things I heard a man of God say, he says, so Satan will allow you to continue to pursue those things in the negative light and will not bother you while he's doing it, so that you will not find out the real authentic God who you need to go to, so you won't turn away from the falsities that he's introduced you to. And so I really appreciate this panel, because we in this time and dispensation, when the Lord had me in Revelations, and most people are afraid of that book. I love it. I love it, because John talks about what he's seen. Oh, I just love it. Lord, have mercy. That's what brought me to the crystals, when the Lord talks about the jasper and the gold, and talking about a pearl in each gate. Y'all better read that book, because I'm telling you, it's telling you about where I'm going. Come on, Jesus. Okay, so since we're talking, because some folks can't say I'm on my way to heaven, because their life does not exemplify what God is calling for in our daily living. So I have to address the negatives. And the Lord says the light makes darkness relinquish its position. And so it cannot gravitate and take a hold of us the way it had in the past, because once you've tasted of the light, which is God, he gives you insight of what you're looking at. Does that make sense? Uh-huh. So you
absolutely
cannot.
Amen.
Of the trafficking that Satan, I'll use that word strongly, that he is doing, because he is trafficking our minds. Y'all come on with me with this here. not only children are being trafficked, but our minds are being jacked up, okay? We being jacked up. We being put in a bottle to think that God can't do it, you see. We put limitations on him. And then, too, people make you think you can't see what you're really seeing, what you're really looking at, you understand? And so it's amazing to me. I told the Lord today, I want to see everything. And so sometimes the Lord, because I get carried away. Can I be real?
Absolutely.
I told the Lord, I want to feel the pain of the suffering of the children of God, what you felt. The Lord told me it's going to cost you. I said, bring it on. That's by the time he got through with me, I was crawling down the aisles of the church trying to get to the altar to get that thing off my shoulder. And that wasn't even a smidget of what Jesus felt. Nothing like it. But you got to be careful what you ask for. So what I am addressing today, people, we have got to wake up with the signs of the times and what is going on. And they are really polluting. This world has been so polluted. When I look at the White House, there is a divide within the divide. If you all have been paying attention, there is a divide within the divide. And that is the trick of the adversary. Nobody can come to a solution. They fight against each other. And it's not for the betterment of us, but it's for the betterment of themselves. And so we have to be careful with that. We even have that kind of spirit. And I'm going to say this, David, and I'm not going to say it's sad to say it, but we have it among the believers. The same thing, where they're warring against each other when there should be no war. Because God tells us how he wants it. And I was sitting there and I was looking towards heaven. Why are we fighting against each other when God said, I'm the one who hands out the gifts?
That's
I'm
right.
I'm the one who hands out the calling. I'm the one who appointed you and anointed you from the before the foundation of the world. I justified you. Come on now. I respect leadership because I am a leader and you have to respect mm-hmm. leadership. But I don't respect control. Slave masters. I don't know why we going this way. Maybe we supposed to. Okay. I don't appreciate that. David, I know you. You an awesome man of God. And do you think you get anywhere by controlling people to make them do right and use the word on top of them, beat them on the head?
That's the spirit of witchcraft.
Boom.
Exactly. That's not God.
Mm-hmm.
If you show the love of Jesus, I'm trying to, if you show the love of Jesus, even in your discourse.
I'm going to tell you that ice cream truck is always on time. That ice cream truck.
You want me to go get you one?
Well, don't give me nothing because he might put something else in it. But I'm just saying.
Let's go to Crunch.
That ice cream truck is on time. You need to tell the brother to step in and get some of this good featured. Okay.
Yeah, I hope he's only selling ice cream. Them boys out there selling all kind of stuff. Yeah, y'all ain't listening to me. Hallelujah. First of all, let me say this.
But it was just, so I'm like, really? Here comes the ice cream truck,
Let me say this. God bless you, Sister Moody. That was excellent what you said.
Powerful.
And I know it was from God. I know it was from God. But the enemy we're fighting will give you 95% truth and 5% false and tell you to eat the whole roll.
Yes.
Yes.
Half truth is a whole lie.
All right now.
And unfortunately, we have been into the half truth because it makes my flesh feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It's what my flesh wants. But mm-hmm. my spirit is dying. My soul is dying
mm-hmm.
because of the mm-hmm. fact that we're not accepting the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Mm-hmm. You said it perfectly. It's no shortcuts to heaven. Mm-mm. It's no shortcuts in this journey.
Right.
I don't care. You can't do it. It's not on your computer. If you don't get your messages from God and not on computers, if you don't get your, you're going to be a manipulative individual.
That part.
That needs the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, Dr. CC. It's mm-hmm. unfortunate that many of those that are in in leadership really don't need to be in leadership.
Say it again. Come on.
Wow. Because they don't study to show themselves approved unto God. Workmen need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. They get their messages from here, there, and everywhere, and they don't get their messages from God. And that's why they have to fall into manipulation and witchcraft to get people to do what they want them to do. That's not God.
Right.
That's not God. Right. But unfortunately, right, that's the world in which we're living in. And
since you said that,
I hate it because it's the few that messes it up for everybody else. Everybody ain't doing that.
No. Very true. Mm-hmm. Very true. And it's amazing because it is going to lead me back to what's going on in the world. That's why they are
absolutely
so free in what they're doing and justify it. Now, David, you and I, when Miss Victoria was off, we talked about the child predators through social media. Sometimes these social media is a big curse. Okay. It is a problematic area where predators of all walks of life are there. And they are researching. Folks, I can't tell you enough.
Yeah.
Stop putting your children on social media. I can't tell you enough. And you got to stop it because
they're
finding out where you are. Scammers, these scammers, man, they got some stuff on AI. I mean, they can research you out. Listen, Victoria, we brought up the last time. It's really something how when you get your hand caught in the cookie jar, the first thing that comes out of your mouth is a lie. And you tell them, that's not what I'm here for. I'm looking at Mr. Chris Hansen, and you all can follow up on this. He set up stings in these homes, and David, you and I talked about this, 13 and 14-year-old girls. And also coming for boys as well. And I'm talking about what they call rabbi, retired military. I'm talking about doctors. I'm looking right at it. People, prison guards, police officers, preying on these children. And what they did was they set up a sting, folks, and pretended like this woman was because she had a young voice and also with the young boy. Young voices. And so they thought that they were coming for what they were desiring. And to the point when they got into the homes, Mr. Chris, now let me tell you something. He let them come in there because they thought one man came in there butt naked.
Yes, sir.
Talking about he wasn't coming to do nothing.
Crazy.
Okay.
Right.
One took his clothes off at the door. Okay. I didn't come in. And when he got busted, well, first she says, come on in. He says, where are you? She says, wait a minute. I'm going to come down and, you know, I'm fixing myself up. Just help yourself to some hors d'oeuvres. And he was looking for her. But Mr. Chris Hansen came. And the first thing they says, I didn't come here to do anything. I just came to visit. One man couldn't hardly walk. So old, he couldn't hardly walk. Hear me well. I said, one leg, he couldn't hardly put the other leg forward. Going to a child's home. He was a predator. Up in age, I believe he was like in his, what was he, close to 82 years old. And when I saw this, I said, he ought to be ashamed. But yet he wasn't coming to do anything. The doctor went to the backyard, folks. She had some margaritas out there. It really wasn't margaritas. It was ice with some lemonade. He thought it was margarita. He started pouring himself with margarita, waiting on her to come out because they were going to have a good time. And when he got busted, he started to run. Now, the one that was the police officer, you know, they have this sixth sense, you know, this sense. But he went in the house anyway. And he felt something. He started to run. They arrested him right on the spot. You have the rabbi from the church, y'all, they church, coming to get his jollies off. I'm just going to be real with this right here. With a young child. One brought his son with him to the house because he couldn't find a babysitter. So he brought the baby with the house with it. The son, the little boy was 3 years old, and brought him to the house so that he can violate another boy. And he got busted. Child Protective Services had to pick up the child. Every one of them have something in common. Their sexual desires and the lie that comes out of their mouth right away. The first thing they said, I didn't come here for what you thought I come here for. And we have a lot of children, folk, who are at home by themselves because their parents have to work. Okay, now you got sexual predators in the schools, you got sexual predators in the churches, you got sexual predators in the malls and stores, then you have them coming to your houses and being very comfortable about it. And this Chris Hansen, he questions them thoroughly. One had the nerve to be arrogant. He bought some pizza. He said, can I eat my pizza? All the time he was being interrogated by Mr. Hansen. And he was eating my pizza, and he told him, did you see me do anything? Just arrogant, okay? You don't have nothing on me. All you have me is in this house. He said, but you drove 4 hours to get to this house. See, folks, they don't come right around the corner. They drive 3 and 4 hours to these children's homes. The man who had the little boy, he drove 2.5 hours. What y'all think about that? Anybody could jump in. I'm so disgusted. I don't know what to do.
I believe that he bought his son so he could train his son.
Ooh, wow. I didn't think of that.
Because you can pay a babysitter. Wow. You can pay a babysitter. There are babysitters everywhere. Wow. Those, they call drop-ins. You can, your child can go somewhere for a day. I believe he was trying to train, he was grooming his son. And let him know that it's okay because this little boy did it. Then you can do it too.
And who's to say he wasn't doing something to his own child in the first place? Like you said, he's grooming him, right?
He's grooming him.
Well, you said, the scripture said, the Bible says that this world is waxing worse and worse. Yeah. What did it say about the city of Sodom and Gomorrah? This is the same place. It's the same place. And unfortunately, the church does not do its job in warning us. Mm-hmm. About these things, because some of it is happening within the church, unfortunately.
And you can't
preach on stuff you're doing.
Oh, no.
Because it will convict you.
Well, Pastor David, the new thing that's going on now is you preach harder on what's going on to conceal what you're doing.
You know
that's the new thing that's going on now. So no one can believe if you got caught. He can't because he just preached against that.
My.
That's the lie that's being listened.
That makes a lot of sense, though. It makes a lot of sense.
Is so key because they want to throw you off on what they've been entertaining. You are so right. And then when you catch him, I'm so sorry. It's so hard. No, you just got caught. Yeah. Your desire was not to change. It's just you got busted. That's all. Okay.
Listen to the sermons. The ones that screaming you're going to hell for this and going to hell for that the most.
Listen.
Those are the ones that find themselves in the very traps that they're preaching about. I want to say this, and this is controversial. But it's okay. That's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You have to remember, and I say this very often, mm-hmm. the church is a hospital.
Absolutely.
But remember, doctors get sick too.
Woo!
Let me share something with you. I have a piggyback.
Doctors get sick too.
And you have doctors who are sick going into the practice. Okay, you say get sick. You have some who
are sick.
Yeah, who are sick, who pursue these practices because it's an open field for them to have access to their sicknesses.
It's and sad. It's a flesh thing. It's a hunger. A lot of them don't want to do it. Indeed. And they know it's wrong. And they do Indeed. Have remorse.
Indeed.
But because of the appetite, the flesh. The Bible said there's no good thing that you can find in the flesh. But the thing about the flesh is this. If you don't put it under subjection, it will rule your life. And it will ruin your life. That's why I have a ministry. It's just a little ministry called When Shepherds Bleed. When shepherds bleed, if we could push pride aside when we have a flesh problem, we can get delivered.
Come on.
All got a thorn in our flesh. My thorn ain't your thorn. But we all got a thorn in our flesh. But if we deal with the thorns, take out time. We trying to pull everybody else's thorn out. When we won't take that big bolt, that big tree that's going through the side of our side.
Stay on.
Because it's easier to point the finger than to look in the mirror. But really? Somebody needs to pull their mirror out of the closet and look again.
Ooh,
they look good on the outside, and those that do that kind of stuff, they are so articulate. They look so good. Everything is always in place because they're trying to hide their little secret. They can quote more scriptures than we can more accurately.
Come on. Absolutely.
They have all kind of degrees to try to cover up that thorn that's in their flesh. And they even hide behind the Bible. To try to hide the thorn. But if you open it up, it'll shine the light right on the thorn.
Yeah.
I want to say this. Though we talk about predators, sin is sin.
Period.
We got to look in the mirror. Absolutely. We got to read that word and quit looking for it for our sister. And start looking for God. Am I in here somewhere? I'm reading this. You allow me to look at it. Is there something in me? Because flesh is flesh.
Yes.
We categorize it as worse because they go toward children, but lying is just as bad as being a predator.
Absolutely.
Being hateful is just as bad as being a pedophile. In the eyesight of God, sin is sin. And you may say, Moody, you're wrong. You're wrong. That's worse. No. All of it keep you out of heaven, and all of it keep you separated from the Savior.
Come on.
Sin separates us from God.
I don't know if you all saw the story of the woman who went to the school board and who wanted to pray. And when she got up there, she says, I want to say a prayer for the children. That's what I'm trying to look for here, so that you can hear how they dog this woman out just for requesting prayer to pray for the children during this school cabinet meeting. To let you know, Satan has a great agenda. And we know, folks, that when they first took the prayer out of school, where that was headed, because it started declining ever since then.
Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. Then it started taking, go ahead.
I'm sorry. They took the prayer out of school, but they put yoga in, and yoga is a conduit for demons.
Say on. And that's what I was heading to, because, and then it just ricocheted, taking the control out of the parents' hands.
Yes.
Shot for what's going on in the house, so they can brainwash the children. Like you said, with the man who had his son grooming them to be this living in this abomination, which is, they know it's totally against God, period. And so, but what they would do is, and what they did was, she said, can I please pray for the children? I was trying to find, and I can't find, I don't know where I put it. And they told the man, he hit the gavel and said, this is not the place for this. She says, all I want to do is just pray for our children. You won't allow me to pray for our children? He said, wow. This is not the place or the time. And because of her boldness, y'all, and folks, we're trying to tell you this. This is what it's going to take. It's going to take people, a bold people, to stand and do it anyway. And what she did, she started saying, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And he kept hitting the gavel. Guards, guards. This was during a school board meeting, y'all. Take them out of here. Others started standing and quoting that prayer. Because remember, the apostles asked Jesus, how should we ought to pray? And he started off with that. And of course, we go on because we start telling God our pleas and things like that. But that's the starting of it in the Word of God, if you want to go that route. But she did that. And she did it against their trying to cast her out. And the guards came and they couldn't do a thing. They stood there because she stood for the children. Somebody's got to stand, y'all. Somebody got to do it. Because what's being presented now, it's making it look like God is sanctioning every damnable thing that is going on.
That's a lie.
It is a lie. And then you get people like us, and they get offended because they know they're doing stank, stank stuff. Can I be real with this?
Mm-hmm.
And they know they stanky. But they'll say Christian on one side of the mouth and still stanky on the other side. And they will validate their walk. But from what I was studying, I study Revelation a lot. Y'all not going. If it is the word, and I'm not downplaying the word of God. I cannot. Because there is a prerequisite that God requires for all of us. Can you imagine if heaven opened up to the world, y'all?
Oh, Lord. Oh, no.
In all of its volatile nature? And all of the things that...
What would be the purpose of Jesus dying?
Heaven. And everybody's talking about heaven, too. You know that, right? Oh, I'm going to be up there. And I had them laughing. I was on Boomerang. There's no whores in heaven, pimps and prostitutes in heaven, unless they say it. I'm just saying. I mean, unless they walk in the right.
Ain't gonna be no weed up there.
No weed and no pouring out the liquor for the homies either. No standing on the corner and letting your cars go up and down looking like Snoop Dogg and Dog and all them cars up and down. There is a difference in glory and why would I want to go and all of this foolishness is going to be there? Predators still taking children in the back alleys, underground. It talks about in the U.S., people wake up. They said there is concentration camps that's in the U.S., and I believe it when it comes to children, trafficking children. There is too much stuff that is still, they're showing evidence of it. But let me tell you what they bank on you being blind, because we've sure been fanned asleep. Parlaying. Making you think that if it's live or memory, that's why they throwing out this AI so that you can't see what's real. So you can't decide. Y'all better help me out with this. So you can't, if it's live or Memorex. But we're in this dispensation of time. And I know our time is gone. Lord, this was good. Man, we might have to carry this bone because I got some other stuff to bring out. And I know my panel can get some stuff together, but AI is painting such a picture that if you're not sober-minded, you believe anything.
Absolutely.
And some of this stuff, they make it so weird. Do you know I have to walk away from it because it gives me a headache? I don't know about y'all. I have to desensitize myself from some of the things that are being projected. Then I have to step back and ask God, what is real here?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because it is designed, folks, to twist up the minds of God's children. What say ye, David, and then Victoria? and then we're going to go.
I think at the advent of the smartphones made us stupid. There was a time when I could remember people's phone numbers and
every one of them. That's right. Yes.
And as soon as I got these cell phones, they made a dummy out of me. I can look at that as being the start of this advent of being controlled by the prince of the power of the air.
Mm-hmm.
And we really have to take note of this, because this is not a joke. And I teach the saints, you got to be ready for the rapture. I did two funerals last week, two. Mm-hmm. One young man, one older saint. We don't know the day nor the hour that the Son of Man is coming, and you don't know when your rapture date is going to be. Mm-hmm. So my thing is if you're not ready to go, you're not going to be ready to go.
That part. And it's not the midstream that you're gonna fly up and you're gonna get. Here's a misconception that when you go, if you're enamored with the cares of the world and doing everything that's in there and that your flesh is big enough to do, and you think in midstream you're gonna get glory, no, you gone. You don't breathe your last breath.
If you don't make the first resurrection, you in deep trouble. If you caught up in the general resurrection, you in deep trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And the scripture said, if you can't deal with the footman, you sure not going to deal with the horseman.
Can't run with the horseman.
Amen.
You got to get it right the first time. And God, the loving thing about God is grace is giving you a chance to get it done right.
Yes.
Right now. You're being graded. You're being judged right now. When you die, it's over.
Totally.
You get your report card when you die.
And you're just waiting for the book to be open to run down your life history, and he's going to do it quickly. I read that today. I'm just like, Lord, okay, I know what I want on my history. I got to do a whole lot of other changes. I'm just being real. If you be real with yourself, because some of my inner thoughts is not going to get there, okay? Some of the way I want to handle things is not right, okay? And so when you write, when you clear with yourself and put yourself on transparency, you'll do the switching and changing, asking God to help you. Victoria, mm-hmm. What say you? And then we're going to.
I'm gonna say it quick, and I'm gonna say it like the old folks used to say.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have a ticket, you can't go.
Done.
And Jesus is the ticket. Jesus is the savior. If you're not ready, you just can't go. There's no ifs, ands, or buts, or whys, or wait a minute. It's just that simple.
Period.
You must be born again. God bless.
And the last word for me, you got to work out your own soul salvation. Mm-hmm. You cannot ride in on mama and them, grandmama and them, on what they did, because you don't know what all their real inner thoughts was about. Only God knows that. Well, we went a different route, y'all, sure you're right. But it's all good, okay? That's what we do in Miss Cece's kitchen. That's why I couldn't tell William, what we going to talk about? I know he's sitting by somewhere. What you going to talk about?
I was just curious. I mean, I didn't see harm.
I understand that curiosity. Uh-huh. What was it my grandmama said? Curiosity can kill the cat.
Oh, my goodness. Uh-huh.
Anyway, that's what they used to say back in the day.
Well, you getting a phone call.
I told you I'm not answering that call. You can call all you want to.
I'm calling.
On there,
Miss Victoria David. I'm calling her. She can answer if she wants to. She ain't got to answer.
Uh-huh. Oh, I believe you.
She don't have to answer, because guess what? The phone works two ways. Because one day she's gonna have to call me.
Mm-hmm. So you think so?
Yes. William, we'll talk.
I got nothing love for you.
I love you too.
Thank you so much for us being here. We are on here weekly on Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
You can find us on Spotify. Just look up Miss CeCe's Kitchen. You can hear all the recordings. Mm-hmm. You can find us on Studio W Buzz, Go in Personality, and look up Miss CeCe's Kitchen. Go on over there and subscribe. Uh-huh. Stop being scared, okay? We're not trying to hurt nobody. We're trying to help you. We helping ourselves while we helping you, all right?
Amen.
So here's the deal. We love you. And listen here. I wouldn't do this if I didn't love you, because I had an argument. I thought I was arguing with the Lord. I was fussing. I was throwing a tantrum. And mm-hmm. he just sat by and said, when you threw, okay, then we could talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so it ended up being his will anyway. He mm-hmm. said, when your will becomes my will, then we can talk. Mm-hmm. All right, back to you, Mr. William.
Okay, yeah, it seemed like you got set down. Anyway, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. You said, mm-hmm. okay, anyway,
no, I got up. I got
Pastor
set
David, Miss Victoria, Miss CeCe. All right, guys. Woo, you want to smoke today. Anyway, we'll talk later, but stay tuned to The Buzz 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with the finest in broadcasting around the globe. And stay tuned for Mad Mike and Wild Will coming up in about 10 minutes. Good night, y'all.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy.